Yo, yo, it's your boy, your brother, your friend, once again, in the building. And you already know, guys, it's time for another segment of Dear Young Brother. I feel great today, man. I know I'm a couple days behind in releasing this. It's been a very eventful weekend. So what I am going to do going forward is at least have two in the chamber, already recorded, two episodes that is in the chamber, ready to release and time it to where it's released on every Saturday. So with that being said, today we're going to be talking about, well, not we, because there's only one person, it's me right now, but I am planning some guests to be joining us in the next couple weeks here, so just bear with me. Today I wanted to talk about the problem with mother fathers. And you may be thinking, what in the world is a mother father? These are single women who parade themselves to their children as both mother and father. Maybe because the father is absent or not present or not active or whatever the reason may be. So they parade themselves as mother fathers, as if to say, one, they could actually do that role, which we'll get into that in just a little bit here. One of the things that spawned this thought, a few years back on Father's Day, I made a post about mothers being so arrogant in wishing themselves a happy Father's Day on Father's Day. And I'm like, what kind of brash, egotistical, arrogant mindset to have of yourself as a mother? And I'm like, first off, you just had Mother's Day just several weeks before. So I'm like, there's no reason for you to get on social media or wherever parading around, peacocking yourself and saying happy Father's Day to me. Because last time I checked, you were not a hermaphrodite. You did not impregnate yourself and give birth to your own child. It took two people. And I say that in all, in being silly, like you're not a hermaphrodite. You know, you're not able to do that. You know, now so there's some animals in the animal kingdom or in the amphibian world that can do that, that God, you know, enabled them to be able to self-reproduce. But you were not of that creation, so you're not able to do that. So, and I made this post, and to say the least, I must have struck a chord in some of the young women or the women who were scrolling or reading or whatever have you, because some of them, they had something to say. And I welcome any of that. And I don't back down from a healthy debate. I steer clear of arguing because I'm not going to argue with anyone, because when you argue, if you think about it, anyone who's arguing, nobody wins. And in having debates or even conversations, I don't look to win. And that can be sometimes the downfall with women. And I don't say this in being sexist by any means, but women go into debates looking to win. I gotta win. You know, I gotta prove my points. And I've learned to steer clear of people who want to get in debates just to prove points, or those people who just want to hear themselves talk, those who want to hear themselves, you know, they just love the sound of their own voice, and they've been, you know, been like that from day one. But the young lady, she made her statement, and I responded. I'm like, no, you're not mother and father. So people who think like you, yeah, they'll parade and cheer and like and heart your post or your comment or whatever have you of wishing yourself a happy Father's Day. But sensible minds, sensible people, both men and women, will look at your post and shake their head like, wow, like really? Because here's the thing. I think it comes from a place of hurt and a place of sometimes just being bitter. Like, you cannot, like, you think just, you know, if you're the father of your children or child is on social media and you happen to be friends with him, do you think that he's going to see that and be like, oh, my feelings are hurt. She's wishing herself a happy Father's Day. No, more than likely, he's just shaking his head like, wow, that's pretty sad. And ladies, here's what's being done. I'm looking at some numbers and some statistics here of children in the household, okay? And 13% of children in households are in households of divorced parents, while 4% of children are in homes where their parents are just separated. Don't live in the same home, whatever have you, they're just separated. But 48% of children are living in homes of parents that were never married. And then 46% of black children live in homes where it's just the mother only. 46%. And so that's staggering. And so with that, with those numbers, 48%, that's almost half. And so when you're in an environment like that, and as a child, when you're growing up, like I grew up in a single parent home, so I was part of that 46%. It may not have been 46% at the time I was growing up, but I'm sure it was at least, you know, 28-32%, somewhere around there. But growing up, you know, my mom, you know, she had the mindset, she was a single parent, she was doing her thing, sometimes working two jobs and all that stuff to make ends meet and to give us a pretty fair or pretty decent upbringing. And I often had problems internally. I, you know, didn't really voice it until I got a little older. I'm like, I often had a problem with, you know, whenever she would say, you know, I'm your mother and your father. I'm like, no, you're not. Like, my dad, you know, lives, you know, less than 10 miles from where we are. I'm like, so just as I'm not around him often, or he doesn't come around often, I still see him here and there, and you know, have a connect, somewhat of a connection with him. So on Father's Day, let me go out and get a card or whatever have you, if I can get it, you know, or call him and wish him happy Father's Day, whatever have you. I've never uttered from my own mouth happy Father's Day, Mom. Any parent, or any child rather, boy or girl, especially boy, because like I said, this podcast is for the young men. Any young man, if you're out there and you're being raised by your mother and your father's nowhere around, or you don't know who he is or whatever have you, know that he's out there somewhere if he's not passed on. You know, you didn't just get here just through your mom, okay? That is obvious, you know? So know that he's somewhere out there if he's not passed on. And know that whether he's active in your life or not, and I get it, you want to pay homage to your mother because she's been holding down. But guess what? She is only a mother. By definition, a mother is a female parent. Point blank, period. And a father is a male parent. Point blank, period. And the last time I checked, I've never seen... Let me not go down that rabbit hole. But your mother gave birth to you, but she did not conceive you on her own. There was some assistance. There was a conjoining of the spermatozoa of a male parent that met with the embryo of a female parent, and when those two conjoined, they made an embryo. They made a child, came out of that joining, that union. Okay? Your mother didn't have you by herself. Now, she may have raised you by herself and provided for issues, maybe the sole provider and the one who gave you shelter and met your needs from that aspect, but she's not your father, okay? And most times, sadly, our sons, our young men, if you're listening, don't deify your mother. And I get it. I was in the same spot, the same position. I was one of the ones who was like, my mother was everything to me because she was all I saw day in, day out. I saw the grind. I saw the hustle. I saw her doing all that she could to make ends meet, to provide a life for myself and my two sisters. I saw that. Was my father around? No. Did I feel some kind of way about that? Yeah, but we'll get into that at a different time. But I was at a point where I'm like, yo, mom, she's doing everything. But is she my dad? No. She's no more my dad than my dad was my mom. I didn't blur the lines. I didn't confuse the two. So whenever my mom would say, I'm your mom and dad. No, you're not. You don't get any extra credit. You don't get a badge for being, for doing both roles. Why? Because you can't do both roles. It is impossible for you to do both roles. God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, He created both mother and father. Okay, so with that, there are certain things that a mother can give her son. And there are certain things a father can give his son. There are things a mother can give her son that a father cannot. And there are certain things a father can give his son that a mother cannot. You cannot. Ladies, mothers, aunts, sisters, whoever is listening to this. And young men, I want you to hear this and hear me well. Hear the melody of my heart when I tell you this. This is why God created parents. There are things that you need from both to be a fully balanced human being. Okay? There are things that you need from both sides. Because guess what? A mother cannot teach you how to be a man. I don't care how much she may feel otherwise. She cannot teach you how to be a man. No more than a father can teach a daughter how to be a woman. It's impossible. That's why God created both, to give the child the balance needed. A father can't teach his son to be nurturing and have a level of sensitivity, because that's not how God created men. A mother cannot teach her son how to be masculine, no matter how much she may move in her masculine energy, which is why she's saying Happy Father's Day to me. That's to me, that's masculine energy turned up, because you want some kind of extra credit, some extra pat on the back. It's like, no, stop saying that. One, you're making yourself look foolish, and two, it's not possible. You just want some extra credit, and you want other single mothers like yourself. You want other single mothers to back you up and parade you and cheer you on. Stop, please. You're doing more of a disservice to your son than you think. And sons, young men, again, please do not deify your mothers. Yes, you herald them greatly. You put them on this high pedestal because you see their grind. You see them doing their thing. But guess what? They can't teach you how to be a man. They can go out and buy themselves a card on Father's Day, the whole nine. They can do whatever, but they can't. They are ill-equipped to show you and teach you how to be a man. I mean, they can go as far as teach you how to change a tire on a car. They can go as far as teach you how to change your oil on a car. They can do all this stuff. But guess what? They cannot teach you how to be a man. That is exclusively reserved for your father. Or, in your case, if you may not know how to get in touch with your father or anything of that nature, that's why we have mentors. It's important to have mentors in your life. So your mentors, those men who can take the place, standing in the stead of your father who may be absent, those men, they can teach you how to be a man. If that is, if they're doing it right at all themselves. Because there are some very, that's a whole other conversation too. There are some very off-teeter, off-kilter men out there who aren't men. They're men by gender, but they're not men by their standard of excellence in living their life. They lack integrity. They lack morals. They lack work ethic and other things, amongst other things. So what I'm saying is, young men, place your mother and view her in the proper light. Don't place her on too high of a pedestal. She's not a mother father. She's just a mother. And I need you to understand that. And please, this is a little something extra. Stop allowing your mother to call you king. And that's a whole nother topic too, but you're not a king because you don't have a queen. You're not married. I understand the sentiment behind what you're doing, but there's another level of more damage than good behind that as well. But understand, young man, you have to understand this. View your mother with the right lens. She's not your father. She's not that figure of male that you need in your life. She's just mama. Respect her. Love her. Honor her in all healthy respects. But what you do not do, don't deify her, and don't let her get away with having that mindset of saying, I'm your mother and your father. And there's a way you can, address that respectfully by just saying, hey, mom, I've no disrespect, but your mother, that's it. I honored you on Mother's Day. You're honored. I mean, you, for Mother's Day, everybody goes all out. Father's Day don't get half as much blast as Mother's Day does. Bask in that spotlight during Mother's Day and all that other stuff. And all the other times during the year that mothers are honored. But that's just that one day. Just take a time out and sit down. It's Father's Day. And whether my father is absent or not, whether he's absent or not active or whatever have you, that's just, okay, it's just Father's Day. If he's not present or active in my life, that's fine. I don't have to say Happy Father's Day to anybody. Unless you have a mentor, you can, reach out to your mentor, wish him a Happy Father's Day, because he's been like a father to you. But even if you don't have a mentor, okay, I did Mother's Day. Father's Day is just a bust. Let me keep going. So think about that, guys. Understand and correct, by all means, the problem with mother fathers. Think about that, guys. You already know. Until next time, deuces.